Your musical scrapbook on Here's to Veterans. Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Your musical scrapbook is filled with memories of the great entertainers who made America's music over the past 25 years. A man who produced many hit recordings during those years is Dave Dexter, now with the show business magazine, Billboard. Dave, today we're featuring Artie Shaw.
And it's music by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. Ah, what memories of this man and his clarinet and his romances and marriages. A fine, fine musician who now distributes motion picture film and hasn't played his clarinet in many, many years. However, I think the quality of this music is going to surprise you and please you. First off, a brilliant, brilliant song by Noel Coward. Artie Shaw plays Zigeuner. Just a moment, a lovely, lovely ballad by the Artie Shaw Band. But first, let's listen to these words from the Veterans Administration.
Dave, I have some good news for veterans who have already used the GI Bill to buy a home. If that loan has been paid off, you can probably get a new one. That's right, a second chance for veterans who bought a house with a Veterans Administration guaranteed loan if the mortgage has been paid off and the old house sold. This applies to veterans who've served in America's armed forces since the beginning of World War II. That's right, you World War II veterans are included in this new deal. The amount the VA will guarantee has also been increased from $12,500 to $17,500. Now, depending on the policies of your lender, you might use this amount for a loan up to $70,000 or even more. The VA imposes no maximum. If you're an eligible veteran and you're interested in buying a new home, well, check with your lender or your nearest VA assistance center to find out if you qualify. Okay, Dave, you're on.
Well, now I can only remember two bands playing a song called Octoroon. This was a big, big song, nonetheless, along about 1939. And I remember Jack Teagarden's band and Jack singing the vocal and, of course, the Artie Shaw version. On this program, of course, it's Artie Shaw, his clarinet, and a ballad going clear back to 1939. Kind of an unusual, weird ballad with beautiful musical changes. Octoroon. the years go by. Well, here's some truly up-to-date information from the Veterans Administration.
Right, Dave, and I really have some up-to-date information for veterans. I mentioned earlier in the show that veterans, going as far back as the beginning of World War II, might be able to buy a new house on the GI Bill, even if they've used it before. The old house must have been sold and the loan paid off. The amount the Veterans Administration will guarantee has also been raised from $12,500 to $17,500. A respectable down payment on a darn good house. This is all part of a housing bill passed by Congress, and it has some other interesting features for veterans. Requirements have been relaxed for getting a VA-guaranteed loan to buy a condominium. You can get a loan to buy a lot for a mobile home, and the maximum loan for most mobile homes has been increased. The liberalized law has other sections that help veterans in need of housing, so check it out with your lender or a VA assistance center. Now here again, Mr. Dave Dexter.
Artie Shaw came out of New Haven, Connecticut back in the 20s and soon was an extremely proficient and popular studio musician in New York. He worked with all of them. He worked for Red Nichols and he worked with Benny Goodman and all the guys that played the big Broadway shows and made most of the studio house records. Then he started out with his own band right after Benny Goodman. And it was a long, dismal, terribly difficult struggle for Artie. Then along about the end of 1938, here it came, and you know what it is. Artie Shaw, his clarinet, Begin the Begin. There just aren't very many records going back to the 30s that swing any more than this next tune. Artie Shaw took an old ballad that went back, I suppose, to the World War I days, a musical comedy song. It had always been done by a high soprano, almost in operatic style, and here's what he came up with. It swings softly as in the morning sunrise. Thank you. it's been fun, and I do mean fun, kicking around our musical scrapbook with Artie Shaw. I hope we can do it again soon. This is Dave Dexter saying so long, everybody.
Thanks to Billboard Magazine's Dave Dexter for presenting your musical scrapbook as a tribute to America's veterans. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, produced by the Veterans Administration. All of us join in saying, here's to veterans.